Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, and welcome to Miracle Internet Church. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and we are a Christian Protestant Internet Church, and we meet on the Internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and wherever you are around the globe. Amen. We want to invite you, especially if you are a first or second time listener, to join us in our chat room. And our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up at miracleinternetchurch.com, across the banner you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Click that link and open it. And when the page comes up, click Guest. Sign in with your name or your handle, whichever you prefer. We ask that you don't use personal information like your social security number and your phone number and your email. And everyone will respond to you. Just say hi to everyone. We have a very loving and friendly group of Christians, and they will greet you in the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen. If you're on an iPhone or an Android cellular device, you may do the same. When your page comes up across the top, you'll see three white dashes on a black background. Click that. That's your link that opens up all the other links. And then you may choose MIC Radio Chat and sign in. Amen. In our chat room, the scriptures are posted by a designated person, during the sermon. Amen? And it keeps down confusion. We only want one message to be preached while the preaching is going on. And that's the message that the Lord has given to the pastor. Amen? So that's the way we do that. Praise the Lord. We want to thank the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy and for everything that he's done for us. We want to thank him for every prayer request and every praise report. And we're believing God that everybody will eventually come to about five lines on every entry in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. In Jesus' name, amen. Also, we want to praise the Lord for all the people that are actually growing in faith, that are changing, that are developing, that are becoming everything that God wants us to be. We want to praise and thank the Lord for everyone who's actually making an effort to stay in their lane. Thank you, Lord. We want to thank the Lord for all of those who are reaching out to the Lord and understand that we, in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, we address our prayers to the Lord. And it's not a place to inform the saints, because the saints can't answer your prayers. Only God can. Amen? So we want to thank the Lord for that. We want to thank the Lord for all the people that are actually now going into the archives and on various places on this website to discover what God has to say to them. Amen? We've been saying this for years now, and there are those who do and those who don't. We want to thank and praise the Lord for all of those who are actually reading the e-books. We have over 150 e-books there listed on our website. They're under the link Books and E-books. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we want to thank the Lord for every good thing that he's doing, for all the healings, for all the miracles, for all the deliverances, for the growth in faith, for the growth in obedience and submission to the Lord. We want to thank the Lord. So I want to ask the Lord to bless us tonight as we come before him. We come before him in reverence and obedience and humility, seeking his face, knowing that he loves us, that Jesus died for us, and that he wants the very, very, very best for each of us. Amen? So, to go before the Lord our God in prayer. Um, I don't remember. Okay, there's something that I was thinking I need to say. Yes. Did we do a sound check, Brother Bill? That's what it was. Thank you, sir. Praise the Lord. I knew you were ready. Amen. So, Father, the body of Christ is gathered together now in your presence all around the globe, not just in the States and in Canada and in Mexico and in South America, all around the globe, all around the globe. Some of us listen at different times in the UK, and some of us just stay up and listen when everybody else is up. So, Father, whether we're in Ghana or whether we're in South Korea or wherever we happen to be, even if we're in Indonesia, we want to thank you for gathering us together as one in the Spirit of God. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We want to thank you for the Word of God. We want to thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus, for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst, for your warring, linking angels that surround us, for your praising angels. We want to thank you for your very presence in our midst. We want to thank you that when we pray, you hear our prayers and you answer. We want to thank you for the forgiveness of sins. We want to thank you for the healing that's presently taking place in our bodies. We want to thank you for our prosperity in faith and in natural things. So we thank you, Lord, for keeping us from things that were too weighty for us, for presenting us with challenges so that we can grow, for showing us a new way, for teaching us to listen to your voice. We want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you, and we give you praise. We plead the blood of Jesus over everyone who's on the highway, everyone who's listening as they drive. We thank you, Lord, for other people staying in their own lane in Jesus' name. We thank you that the angels have gone before them. We take authority, dominion, and power over visual disturbances as we drive in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Lord, that although other people are rude and obnoxious on the road, that you will keep us calm and we will not behave that way in Jesus' name. We bind all those cars that come too close to us. We bind up all those spirits on the road that come to attempt to harm us. We bind up any breakdowns, any accidents, any tragedies, any collisions in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind up all harm on the road in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your continual presence with us and in us and covering us, Lord. Help us to see what we need to see. We all have a blind spot, but you're there because you're the blind man healer, Lord Jesus. So we thank you for protecting us in front, on top, beneath, and around all sides. We thank you for the angel of the Lord being there with us as we're on the road, Father. We want to thank you, Lord, for every successful journey that we've had that's been uneventful. We left in peace and we arrived in peace. We want to thank you for that because we do not take it for granted. We want to thank you, Lord, that you give us patience and peace as we progress in traffic when there's been an accident ahead of us and we're stalled in traffic. Give us your patience and your peace, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over any who may have gotten hurt on the road in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Lord, for those of us who are still learning to drive. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that you have delivered us from fear in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Father, family life here on earth can be full of stress sometimes. You tell us not to be anxious for anything, but with prayer and specific requests to make our desires known unto you, and that you would handle it. Lord, even relationships, conflicting responsibilities, busy schedules, all of these kinds of things contribute to the tension that sometimes escalates within our families and within our homes. Lord, when something out of the ordinary comes along, maybe a death or a job loss or an illness, sometimes the stress can be quite challenging and quite difficult. Yet, Lord, when we turn it over to you, when we put it in your hands, when we step back and stop trying to be in control of everything, when we finally learn not to attempt to micromanage the Holy Spirit, when we finally learn to be still and know that you are God, when we finally get the point, you can use these same difficult and challenging situations that tempt us with stress to make us a stronger Christian and to make our families strong as well. You see, Lord, when we find ways to meet the challenges together in Christ, we draw closer to one another. When we weather another crisis, we can thank you that you guided our family through the storm. You're building a strong and beautiful foundation for our future. Lord, with all our busy schedules, you know how difficult it is for us to find time to sit down together in peace and in love. We ask you, Father, to help us to make time to share a meal together, hopefully at least once a day. We ask you to draw us together around the table, Father, and as we share food, may we also share in each other's lives. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over every marriage-breaking devil in this congregation in Jesus' name. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind that spirit that talks too much in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit that when it talks says the wrong thing in the name of Jesus. We bind that selfish, self-centered, inconsiderate, and prideful spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind Asmodeus and Osmodeus in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain them with eternal chains unto darkness in Jesus' name. We bind bickering and anger and resentment and spite and jealousies and strife in Jesus' name. We forbid them to continue in our midst in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father, that the Holy Spirit convict every person and lead us into repentance in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, sometimes we have misplaced allegiances. Our first and foremost allegiance ought to be to you. But some of us, Father, have slipped into idolatry. We have an allegiance that is not of God. So we ask you, Father, to deal with us in our hearts. We call for the righteous judge to release his righteous judgment in our lives, that we might be who God has called us to be, and we will not be deceiving ourselves, that our allegiances and our loyalties will line up with the Holy Scriptures and not our own flesh. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Father, even during this season, we ask you to remind us to set aside time from now and then, from the rush and the hurry, and to take time to simply relax together. We ask you to open us to exploring new activities together, and bless each family, Lord, to have life and to enjoy it in Christ. Lord, sometimes it's difficult to address the problems that come up in the course of daily living. We pray that we are never in too much of a hurry to share our hearts and to listen one to another. Help us to realize, Lord, that together we find solutions to our family problems, Lord. Lord, sometimes in a family, it appears that certain problems, they could be labeled adult problems, are so important, and that problems that younger people in the family are experiencing don't have the same weight. But that's not the way it is before your throne, Lord. Before your throne, each person's situation is equally as important. And so we ask you, Lord, to help us to adjust our mindsets and our attitudes to line up with your spirit and with your word. We take authority, dominion, and power over financial worries and difficulties in the families, Lord. Lord, when we come to you and humble ourselves, when we lay truthfully our issues before your throne and we seek your face and not our own agendas, you provide us with every answer, every solution that we need. You provide our need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. We want to thank you. Whatever the need may be, Father, you supply. And instead of looking to ourselves, we look to you. Yes, there is a part that we play, but we look to you. And we trust you, Lord, to provide what we need, because you are the Lord our God, our provider. We ask you, Father, to help us not blame each other for the stress and the anxiety that some members may be facing. Help us in our family lives, Lord, to work together and to help one another. Strengthen us, Lord, to rise above habits, circumstances, even unhealthy habits, that we've had a difficulty in changing. And help us, Lord, to live with those situations in a creative way until such time as deliverance is complete. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. There are no perfect people here, Lord. Family is comprised of people that are not perfect and that are flawed and weak. And we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to strengthen our family. particularly our families in this ministry. Lord, help each of us to say, Lord, is it me? Am I walking in love with each member of my family as you would have me to? And if I am not, Lord, convict my heart and convince me to do what is right. I thank you for it, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, because you open your hand and you satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. We want to thank you, Lord, for revealing to us the enemies of our soul. Help us, Lord, to see what we have not seen before, to hear what we have not heard before, to perceive what we have not perceived before, and to understand what you are telling us through your word. We thank you, Father, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. We thank you, and we give you praise in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to walk in divine health, because by the stripes of Jesus, each of us has been healed. We ask, Father, for all of our members that are in an institution attempting to develop more wellness in their lives, Lord. We ask that you surround and wrap each in the blood stripes of Jesus Christ. Those that are recuperating at home, those that may be in the hospital or in a nursing institution, we ask, Lord, that you watch over them. We ask that you release your angels over them, Lord. We ask that those who minister to them, Lord, that they be of God. We want to thank you, hallelujah, for your spirit hovering over them, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise. And we take authority, dominion, and power in the name of Jesus Christ over our own sin life. Yes, over our own sin life. We repent of our own sin. We ask for your forgiveness. We ask for your correction. We ask for your cleansing. We ask for your deliverance. And we thank you for it, Father. The blood of Jesus is precious to us. And we thank you for its cleansing power. We take authority, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, over all forms of COVID. At least that's what it's been called. And we bind asthma attacks. In Jesus' name, we bind all upper respiratory attacks in Jesus' name. We bind allergies in the name of Jesus Christ. Insufficiency in our immune systems, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over colds in the name of Jesus, and flus, and fevers, and chills. Muscle aches, pains, and soreness in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over pneumonia in the name of Jesus Christ and over every illness that affects our lungs and our breathing, our bronchioles and our areoles and our trachea and our esophagus. We bind gastric reflux in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind heartburn in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Lord, to deliver us The Bible says you sent your word to heal us and to deliver us from all of our destruction. All of the problems we're experiencing in our GI tract, Lord, we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. And we command them to leave us right now. Even spirits that have come down the family line for decades, Lord, we bind those illnesses in our GI tract right now, those diseases in our GI tract right now. We bind them in the name of Jesus. If we have insufficiency in hydrochloric acid in our gastric system, we thank you, Lord, that you are our sufficiency. We ask you, Lord, to heal us from the mouth to the anus in the name of Jesus Christ. Every ulcer, we command you to be healed in the name of Jesus. Every weak place, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we command you to become strong in Jesus' name. All indigestion is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We command that the digestion be healed in Jesus' name. We thank you. The muscles in our stomach, the muscles in our GI tract, the muscles in our intestines, Father, we bind diverticulosis in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind irritable bowel syndrome in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, you bore this for us on the cross that we might be healed. We receive our healing in Jesus' name. Flatulence, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Cramping, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blood of Jesus pouring from the mouth all the way to the end. We thank you. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, and we give you praise, Lord. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong. Be healed in Jesus' name. We bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, and orders, we cancel every demonic assignment and satanic agenda of the enemy against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We bind spirits of complacency and spirits of compromise in the name of Jesus. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his agents, and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks unto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, all reporters, watchers, listeners, peeps, whispers, familiar devils, all technology demons and their attacks, all electronic and digital demons, all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits and their attacks, all water and marine spirits and their attacks, sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, all sorcery devils and their attacks, all seducing, womanizing, drone, whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger and their attacks. We return the attacks back where they came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all pain, afflicting spirits, all sleep deprivation spirits, all artificial intelligence, smart dust, drone spirits, in Jesus' name. We bind the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons used against us, all targeted radio frequencies, electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave weapons and their attacks, all debilitating sonic frequencies and their attacks, all 5G and their components. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All EMF attacks, everything coming off the towers, we bind it in the name of Jesus. We bind spirits coming through all technology, coming through the computers, the cell phones, the televisions, all technology and electronic devils, we bind you and we send you back where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, Australian, Caribbean, Latin American, black and white magic in Jesus' name. And we send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid it to contact us in any way in Jesus' name, even through relatives in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide, and we bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, and we trap them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog, and we bind every abomination that's ever been committed. We bind the Lord of the Flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela Effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils and satanic worship and witchcraft dedications. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind spirits of infirmity and supplanting the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the grove and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons, all agents sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, assassinate, divide, corrupt, confound, undermine, despise, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement. We bind spirits in the works of the oppressors and the children of spirit in the children of disobedience. We bind false religions, numerology, horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe in fantasy, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, sin, mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. All defilement by wizards we return to wherever it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. And sent by a wizard, it goes back to a wizard in Jesus' name. We bind the king of pride in the name of Jesus. We bind spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, all depressing spirits, all oppressing spirits. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind Leviathan, the king of pride, and his entire kingdom, and we chain him with eternal chains under darkness. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry and every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and the temptation to sin. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilic, Molech, Python, Baphomet, and his 72, Mammon, Atlas, Apollyon, Zeus, Neptune in Jesus' name. We bind civil war in the name of Jesus Christ. We send confusion and division into the enemy camp, attempting to bring about civil war in the name of Jesus Christ. Any war that Jesus Christ, who is our commander-in-chief, who is the Lord of hosts, did not order, we command it to be canceled now in Jesus' name. We command you to cease and desist now in Jesus' name. From our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we resist you in Jesus' name. We bind all your facets. We bind all your agreements. We bind all your treaties and all your doctrines and everything about you that is not of Jesus Christ. We bind you. And we chain you with eternal chains under darkness. We bind your schemes, your strategies, your deceptions, your lies, your hidden agendas. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you release your heavenly host against such a company in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, ceremony, all of its elements. We bind the work of the Demole, all their prayers and all their dedications. We bind in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind up all their vows and all their prayers in Jesus' name. There is but one high potentate in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and we will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings and all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. But in particular, Father, Christians that are being persecuted and held against their will in Jesus' name. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We thank you, Father, for saving the Afghan Christians in the name of Jesus Christ, for being their shield, their buckler, their protection, for being their refuge and strength. We bind their fears in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the wretchedness of fear attacking them in the name of Jesus Christ. We send those attacks back where they came from in Jesus' holy name. We send all of those attacks back where they came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask you to show yourself strong on their behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. We disconnect ourselves and loose ourselves from every spirit that has followed us all this week, Father, in the name of Jesus. Any spirit that was sent to us, transferred to us, we bind it in the name of Jesus, and we command it to leave us now in Jesus' name. Even our pets, get up and leave. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We sever ourselves from and loose ourselves from all ungodly silver cords and ley lines, ungodly soul ties, attachments, agreements, covenants, oaths, consents, garlands, pledges, pacts, vows, leagues, and any other form of attachment with the demonic realm. We throw down and destroy walls of protection around Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, shamans, nanobots, sorcerers, divinators, and all such. We break the powers of every curse, vex, hex, spell, even love spells, charms, fetishes, psychic thoughts, witchcraft, sorcery, magic, voodoo, bewitchments, potions, jinxes, death, sickness, pain, psychic power, psychic warfare, prayer chains, destruction, incantations, ungodly blessings, candle burnings, chantings, crystals, hoodoo, root works, tribal rituals, and sins. We take authority, dominion, and power over them, and we loose ourselves from them in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for liberty. We thank you for liberty. Saints in your prayer languages. Father, we lift up to you the attack that this ministry has suffered in the past year and a half. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the strength that you have given us to resist the onslaught of the enemy in Jesus' name. We thank you for the victory that we find in Christ Jesus our Lord. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, that the overcomer lives in us. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. And we know soon, Lord, that we will see, hallelujah, your judgment in the earth, fully expressed in Jesus' name. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor, Father, in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen, amen, amen. Well, our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 35. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 31. And our e-book, our featured e-book, is Demonology and Virtual Realities, Digital Deliverance. Now, saints, everybody needs to read that book. All of us are now living in a digital world. We've got these cell phones, and some of us are, how shall I say this? All of us, to some degree, are affected by them. Some of us far more than others. Some of us are just downright addicted to them. And you need to tell yourself the truth. You need to stop pretending that you're not addicted to your technology, because you are. The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But first, you have to deal with the truth. So everyone needs to read the book. Don't come running up to me asking me, oh, pastor, pray for me about digital. Not before you read the book. Read the book. Amen? Read the book. Do what God says to do. Read the book. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Read the book. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. And tonight we're going to talk about trust in God's trust in God's promise. Now, I'm going to say something to you that love to play those games that they have on the cell phone and the video games. You know, God gave you a good mind. He did not give you permission to hand it over to the devil. Amen? He gave you a good mind to glorify him. He did not give you permission to turn your mind over to the devil. So you might want to deal with that. Amen? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, saints, there are tangible blessings when we choose to place our faith in our God. That's right. They're tangible blessings when we do this. And in his promises. And in his promises. In Romans chapter 4, beginning with verse 20. Romans chapter 4, beginning with verse 20. Speaking of Abraham, he staggered not at the promise of God. He didn't stagger. He wasn't going to the left and then to the right and then back again at the promise of God through unbelief. But was strong in giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed or assigned to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. So you see, saints, Romans 4, 20 through 24 has a message for us. Amen. Has a message for us. and it teaches us to respect the faith of Abraham. He is called the father of the faithful. Yes, he is. And in Romans chapter 4, beginning with verse 1, it reads, "What shall we say then? That Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found." Well, in verse 3, "For what saith the scripture? I can tell you, Abraham believed God." Abraham believed God. "And it was counted unto him for righteousness." You see, Abraham chose to believe God in spite of the odds. And as a result, it opened up righteousness to be assigned to him. That's right. He chose to believe God. It's a very interesting thing. He made a decision. Verse 11. Romans 4. Amen. We're going to verse 11. "And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of faith, which he had yet being uncircumcised." So he had his assignment of righteousness released to him, his designation of righteousness, before he got circumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised. In other words, regardless to whether you are a Jew or a non-Jew, Abraham is the father of those that chose to believe God, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also, and the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith that our father Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. So that's a lot of words. Let me explain to you what God is saying. Back in Genesis 17, God told Abraham that he was going to bless him, and he was very specific about how he was going to do it. And God told Abraham that he wanted to have a covenant relationship with him. And the sign of the covenant would be that the males would be circumcised. But you see, Abraham believed God. He received God's promise to him before the circumcision took place. Or, if it had been in reverse, Abraham would only be the father of faith to those who were circumcised. But God realized and saw that Abraham had chosen to believe him. And so Abraham received that blessing, that assignment of righteousness to his life before he ever entered into the actual act of covenant making, which was the circumcision. Abraham received that designation of righteousness because he chose to believe God. And thereby, he acted on what he believed. He acted on what he believed. So we're talking tonight about trusting in God's promises. Impute means, what does impute mean? Well, that's a good question. It's in verse 11. Let's read Romans 4:11. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had yet being uncircumcised. See? He got that seal of righteousness of the faith before he entered into the covenant with the circumcision. Amen? And it says that righteousness might be imputed unto those that aren't circumcised. Well, what does impute mean? It means to attribute to assign to, or to credit something to someone or their account. It means that we are given right standing before God as if it were our own through faith. That's what it means. It means that we are given right standing before God as if it were ours through faith. Well, how did this happen in Abraham's life? Amen? How did this happen in Abraham's life? Huh. Well, I'll tell you how. We just read it a moment ago, but we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this in verse 20. Verse 20. The Bible says when God gave Abraham the promise that he was going to be the father of a multitude, even though he was very, very old at that time, and his wife Sarah was very, very old too, and she was far past the age where women bore children, not to mention she'd been barren the whole time anyway. So how is this going to work out? Some of them are extremely old, far past the childbearing years, and Sarah has never been fertile anyway. It would seem that this is completely impossible, that there's no way that a child could come forth through them, much less a child and a people and a nation, much less as many descendants as there are stars in the heavens. That seemed to be a bit preposterous. At least that's what most people would say. But you see, Abraham did not stagger at what God was promising him. He did not take hold of unbelief, but was strong in faith and as a result giving glory to God. He was fully persuaded. He was not double-minded. He was not wavering. He was not vacillating. He was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. My, can each of us say that? Can each of us say that? You see, these verses explain that Abraham never doubted God. Rather, he chose to believe God. When God made a promise to Abraham that he would give him a son of his own body from his aged and barren wife, Abraham decided to believe God rather than to doubt God. Wow. How do you stack up with that? Amen. How do you stack up with that? You're looking at Abraham. Now look at you. What do you do? In verse 23, it says, now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him. It wasn't just about Abraham, but for us also. This is for us. To whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. If we believe on him. If we believe on him. Steadfast belief. So Abraham, being very old, decided to muzzle the mouth of his natural circumstances, and he chose to believe God's promise to him. God also promised him many descendants, which would become a great nation. So you see, saints, there have been people and groups of people that have faced serious challenges in their lives, that some things seemed insurmountable to them. Yet in the face of the challenge, they chose to believe God rather than to doubt him. What about you? In Romans chapter 12, verse 3, Romans chapter 12, verse 3, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. The measure of faith? This tells us that God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So then, everyone has been given sufficient faith to believe God if they will. This explains why the judgment on all who refuse to believe God will be so severe. It's a choice that anyone can make. Even children can do it. Amen? Even children can do it. You see, when God made mankind in his image and likeness, he gave man a will to exercise. Mankind has the ability to choose if they will believe God or not. In 1 John chapter 5, beginning with verse 9, 1 John chapter 5, beginning with verse 9, if we receive the witness of men, then the witness of God is what? Greater. The witness of God is greater than the witness of men. For this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. Testified, you know, testified like under oath. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. When there's a testimony, there's a record. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So anyone who doesn't believe what God says, he is actually calling God a liar, because he doesn't believe what God has said. Saints, this is why it is so dangerous to disobey God by refusing to believe his promise. We serve a God who is holy. He is all truth. Psalm 19, verse 9. Psalm 19, verse 9. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous all together. We have a holy God. Our God cannot tell a lie. He cannot tell a lie. It is not possible for him to do so, or else he would no longer be God. Order to have faith in God's promises, we must allow ourselves to believe in what we cannot see, what we cannot hear, what we cannot taste or smell or feel or experience through our natural senses. We can't touch it. We can't feel it. We can't hear it, see it, or taste it. But we have to believe. That's right. We must be willing to go beyond our natural experiences in order to believe in God's promises to us. Many of us are trapped by the sin of our own carnality. We are more focused on everything in the natural than we are in God's words to us. We are moved by what we think, what we feel, what we have experienced in the natural, to the point that we will not receive what God has said. Let me say that again. We are moved by what we think, by what we feel, by what we have experienced in the natural, to the point that we will not receive what God has said. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You see, you have to have the Spirit of God for that. That's right. The natural man, the carnal man, and his carnal mind are at war with God. That's right. There's a battle. There's a fight. It's in the mind. And it's with that carnal mind, you know, the one you prefer anyway, that one. Mm-hmm. The one that keeps you in trouble, that one. Uh-huh. That's the one, the one. Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 5. Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's hostile toward God. It doesn't want to receive God. It resents God. It's at war with God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Those that are carnal and natural and fleshly keep up with, give importance to, give more significance to, and are controlled by the things of self and the world. The things of self and the world. But those who have and are continually putting to death the fleshly, natural self-life and have submitted themselves to the Spirit of the Lord are governed by the Holy Spirit. not by self and not by the world. Those who by choice allow themselves to be controlled by their carnal, self-important flesh nature live only to please themselves. You see, these kind of people, we call them carnal Christians, as if it's sort of like an oxymoron. They come to church, they've gone through the words of I receive Jesus Christ and da-da-da-da-da, but then they're not converted. Their conversion only goes so far, and then they stop. They're more concerned with the fellowships of the saints and gossiping with the other saints and going on with what's happening with this, that, and the other, and making church a quasi-social place. They're really into those seeker-friendly churches, you know. Quite opposed and different from the persons who are seeking after God himself. You see, the carnal Christians are lazy. They don't want to dig into the word. They don't want to spend their free time they have digging into the scriptures. They don't want to get into the archives so God can speak to them. The only time they're willing to do that is when they're having a pressing need and it doesn't appear that God is paying them any mind. Then they want to blow up your telephone, calling you every 5 minutes about what their issue is instead of just getting with God. You see, there are people who claim to be Christians that try to avoid God. I know you didn't believe that, but it happened. They want somebody else to do all of their praying for them. They want somebody else to do all of their pressing into God. They want somebody else to do all of their studying. They want somebody else to do all of their believing. Well, it doesn't work that way. You see, there's a saying that every can has to sit on its own bottom. Well, it's so. That's right. It is so. Nobody else is going to do it all for you. You have to get up off your blessed assurance and do what you're supposed to do. You know, we give you this list of things to do to keep your deliverance. But nobody else is going to come do it for you. No one. Not Jesus, not anybody else. You have to do that part. So as a result, some people lose their deliverance. Why? Because they wouldn't do what it took to keep it. That's why. Amen. You may as well say out your amen or whatever you want to say, because it's so. So those who, by choice, allow themselves to be controlled by their carnal, self-important flesh nature live only to please themselves. Amen? They say, well, you know, they have a nice, sweet presentation. You know, most of them do. Can't say every single one. But as far as when the rubber meets the road, getting down to the nitty-gritty, very seldom do they press to get what they need from the Lord. Amen? And it's dangerous to live that way. So, those who follow after the Holy Spirit find themselves doing those things that please God. Carnal, self-fleshly mindset leads to certain death. How can that happen? Well, you see, Adam and Eve didn't believe God when he told them that in the day that they ate from the tree in the garden that was forbidden to them, they would surely die. They didn't believe it either. Well, time has proven that God was right and they were wrong and that the serpent was a liar. The problem is that many of you are just like Adam and Eve. You don't believe God either. Since God is no respect persons, you should expect ill effects from your wickedness as well. You should not be surprised either, because it is the result of your own choice. You sow, you reap. You made the decision. It was your choice. Just as Adam, Eve, Judas, Demas, and many others have done, you have decided against the holiness of Almighty God. In Jeremiah chapter 44, beginning with verse 16, Jeremiah, Old Testament, chapter 44, beginning with verse 16. You see, there are other people that lived before you that tried God that way too. Verse 16, as for the word that thou hast spoken unto us, in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken unto thee. What? That's right. They're telling the man of God that regardless of what you said to us, in the name of the Lord, we will not listen to you with the intent to obey. We hear you, but we're not going to do it. But we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth, in verse 17, to burn incense unto the queen of heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of victuals and were well and saw no evil. When we ran around practicing idolatry, doing our own thing, doing whatever came out of our own mouth and out of our own mind, being carnal and fleshly and wanting to be independent of anything God might have to say about what we wanted to do, we had plenty of food, we were well, and we didn't see any evil. We didn't get any opposition till you started talking about righteousness. But since we left off to burn incense to the queen of heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her, we have wanted all things and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. And when we burned incense to the queen of heaven and poured out drink offerings unto her, did we make her cakes to worship her and pour out drink offerings unto her without our men? Then Jeremiah said unto all the people, to the men and to the women, and to all the people which had given him that answer, saying, the incense that ye burned in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, ye and your fathers and your kings and your princes and the people of the land, did not the Lord remember them? And it came not unto his mind, so that the Lord could no longer bear, because of the evil of your doings and because of the abominations which you have committed. Therefore is your land a desolation and an astonishment and a curse without an inhabitant as at this day. Because you have burned incense and because you have sinned against the Lord and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, nor walked in his law, nor in his statutes, nor in his testimonies, therefore this evil has happened unto you as at this day. See, there's an explanation in the word of God. It's always there. Amen. God doesn't leave us hanging. See, just as the people of Jeremiah's day chose to forsake the way of the Lord and continue in the evil of their doings, so have some of you. just as they said in verse 16, we will not hearken. As for the word that thou hast sent unto us in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken unto thee. Some of you have that same answer in your heart. By the grace of God, I bring forth the word of the Lord to you, and you disregard it just as you please. In your evil thinking, you decide that the message is for someone else and that it doesn't apply to you. You decide that you are humble enough so you don't need to fast with us for greater humility. You sit there not taking notes, but fiddling with your cell phone or something that has nothing to do with God. You always find something to do other than giving full attention to the message. In fact, rather than to do what is right, you resort to the pride and foolishness of your own opinion all the time. Thank God that Noah didn't act like that. You think that life was going pretty good for you until I started preaching about turning away from your wicked way. You don't think that you have any wicked way. What a joke. Well, God finds no pleasure in a fool either. You're so established in the faith that when you are given simple instructions, you won't follow them to the letter. You alter the directions to suit yourself. Yes, you are a hypocrite. That's what the Bible calls you. You attempt to micromanage God the Holy Ghost. Well, hear ye, hear ye. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If you will not allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in everything in your life, then you have removed yourself from being considered as a son of God. It's your own choice. Some of you, or us, are so disrespectful to God. You obey him if it seems good to you. Well, the truth is that you actually despise the Lord and his lordship and governance in your life. You don't want him telling you what to do, to tell you the truth. You are actually a rebel at heart. It's hard for you to trust the Lord because you don't really believe in his power to begin with. You believe it when it's convenient, but not any other time. You know you have this selectivity. You'll believe in it here and here, but you won't believe in it there. You believe that man has more sway in life than the word of God, and your life continues to prove just that. The world is more real to you than the word of God, and you have said as much with your own words. You see, the abundance of the heart eventually flows out of the mouth. If you're forever griping at your spouse and loved ones, you don't love them according to the word of God. You actually despise them. So tell the truth to yourself sometimes. All things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. Therefore, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Amen. In faith, we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. In faith, we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. So we don't focus on what we can see right now, but we look forward in faith to the things that God has promised to us. The just shall live, those who actually find life, find it through trusting God and his promises. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Amen. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Our faith in God and in his covenant promises to us releases to us a strength to keep on going and giving when the circumstances are stacked against us. I'll say that again. Our faith in our God and in his covenant promises to us release to us a strength to keep on going and giving when the circumstances are stacked against us. Remember when Paul had this problem and he sought the Lord three times for it, and the Lord said to him, "My grace is sufficient for you." Well, you see, Paul could have been one of these people who says, well, if it's not going to work like this, I'm just going to go back to what I was doing. He could have been one of those persons, but he chose not to be. He chose to go through the difficulties and to win the prize. Are you one of those persons? Psalm 27, verse 13. Psalm 27, verse 13. I had fainted. I'd just about given up unless I had believed to see. Unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That means he wasn't waiting on the sweet by and by. He was expecting to see God's goodness toward him right here in the nasty here and now. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, or your trust in God, which hath great recompense of reward. There's a reward that comes because it's through faith and patience that we obtain patience, that we obtain the promises. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning with verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning with verse 16. For which cause we faint not. We don't give up here. Yes, it's tough, it's difficult, but we don't throw in the towel here. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Every single day there's a renewal of the inward man, a renewal of the spiritual man. For our light affliction is but for a moment, especially in light of eternity, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. You see, what affliction and suffering and trouble we're going through now, in comparison to eternity, it's just a moment. But it's doing something for us. It's producing godliness in us. It's changing us. It's transforming us. It's a tool that's being used in our lives. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal or temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. It's interesting. In Mark chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus speaks to us. Mark chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus speaks to us, and he said, have faith in God. It's real simple. Have faith in God. Put your trust and your confidence and your faith in him. Psalm 37, verse 5. Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Commit the way you're going, how you're doing, whatever you're doing. Give it to the Lord. Trust also in him. It didn't say trust also in what you're doing. It says trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Proverbs chapter 3. I wonder if you've ever heard of this scripture. Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. With all your heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Don't lean over on your own opinion and your own way of seeing things. It will fail you. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Come into agreement with him, and he shall direct. He shall direct. It doesn't say, and you shall direct. It says, and he shall direct, not you. And he shall direct thy path. But you know, we, in the body of Christ, we have wayward and contrary people who really don't want to turn the reins over to God unless they're desperate. And the moment they are relieved of their painful desperation, they want to take the reins back. Well, lordship does not work that way. If he's the Lord of your life, he's the Lord of your life all the time. But if you're determined to be in control, he will allow you to shipwreck. Amen. If you are determined to do it your way, he'll let you have your way, which I would not advise you to do. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 7. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. They've given it all to the Lord. They're depending on the Lord, not on any other set of circumstances or events or persons or anything, just the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Yes, and so be it. So you see, the promises of God are built on God and his integrity and his faithfulness and his holiness and his power. Amen? His promises are an expression of himself. So to throw out his promises, you're throwing God out too. Amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves. Does it say there's a team coming down the street and they're going to scrub you clean? Nope. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You know, there are people who want every single demon that they have to be instantly cast out. Well, God doesn't do it exactly that way usually. He does it in time, in season, and in layers. However, if you just get demons cast out, get demons cast out, get demons cast out, and you don't grow in faith and holiness, when the reinforcing devils come back, they get to take over. Why? Because the word isn't there. You're not grounded in the word if you don't actually grow in the word. You see, it's not just the thing to get the demons out. The idea is to keep them out. Not just get them out. The idea is to keep them out. And the word has to go in and take up that empty place. There has to be an exchange of spirit. The devils have to go out, and the Spirit of God has to come in. And faith has to be developed in God and in his promises. And if the enemy should come back to the same old spot, wanting his old spot back, and the word is not firmly entrenched in you, to the point that you will obey it, then guess who gets to win that one? So you see, it's not just getting the devils out. It's keeping them out. It's growing in strength with God, developing a relationship with your Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. It's more to it than just coughing. The word has got to grow and produce and bring forth fruit in your life. Or else the next real bad trial that comes along, you throw out everything you've learned and you're pretty much worse off than you were before. And some of you have this uncanny ability of going around the same mountain over and over and over and over. You were doing it when Pastor Pat was here. Now she's gone home, you're back at it again. What are you going to do? Are you going to keep going around that same mountain, or are you going to grow up so God can do something with your life? Immaturity is not a fruit of the Spirit. Amen? Amen. It's the truth. The truth. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. That ye be not slothful, that ye be not lazy, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Amen. Don't be lazy. Follow those who through faith and patience actually inherit the promises of God. Amen. It's so. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But he doesn't give the reward before you do the diligent seeking of him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. Now that's saying a lot in a few words. I'll let you meditate on that. She had to receive strength just to get it together to conceive seed. Not the carrying through the periods of gestation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. No, just to get it going. Serious, isn't it? And was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. She finally decided to stop laughing and believe God. Verse 17, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17. By faith, when he was tried, see, he got put to the test on this faith thing. Abraham did. Offered up Isaac. Would you have done that? And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. That's one of those types and shadows of Jesus Christ right there, for those that are into that. But you see, in Abraham's mind, he believed, okay, you told me to offer up my son Isaac, but I'm figuring that you're able to raise him up because you told me that my seed is going to be called through Isaac. Amen? Verse 24, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. You know, the Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you, God said. People just can't get enough of the pleasures of sin. I hope you finally decided to let it go. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. He had respect unto the fact that there's going to be repayment for which path I choose. And he chose to go through the insult, the injuries, the suffering and the pain of going with God's people. It was more important than the earthly treasures and riches in Egypt. And those earthly riches and treasures in Egypt were nothing to sniff at. Verse 33. Who through faith, talking about the early Christians, subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, the mouths of lions. In particular, yes, it's talking about the Old Testament ones too, but there's this particular flavor, if you read the other verses, for the New Testament Christians, because you see, they got dispersed. And they didn't get dispersed to a nice beach with beach chairs and towels and martinis and somebody fanning them and feeding them grapes. That's not where they got dispersed to. They ended up in the lion's den, many of them. They lived in caves. They used animal skins for clothes. Think about it. Faith has an outworking. Yes, it does. Faith changes what you do. Faith changes how you see and how you hear and how you perceive. When you choose to take hold of God's promises, you choose to take hold of God. And it's up to you to decide if you're going to hold on to the end or if you're going to quit. Nobody can make that decision for you but you. To you, you know. You have to choose. Some of us are impressed with the word impossible. Why? Isn't God Almighty the creator of all that is? Hasn't he created everything out of nothing? I mean, after all, you're dust. Doesn't he call those things that are not as though they were? Did he tell Noah that a flood was coming? Doesn't he sit upon the circle of the earth and stretch out the heavens as a curtain? Is anything too hard for our God? In Matthew 19, verse 26, the Lord Jesus says something about this situation. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So tell me, do you choose to believe your fears and doubts or the promises of God? Whose report will you believe? You choose. But I have chosen to believe the report of the Lord. Amen? Amen. So there, you have something to think about, something to meditate on. Think, every day you have to make the choice what you're going to do and who you're going to believe. Amen? Isn't that right, Brother Bill?
It sure is, Pat. The whole key to tonight's sermon is just being fully persuaded. Abraham was. Praise you, Jesus, for that. Praise you, Lord, for giving us faith. We have some wonderful praise reports, Pastor. Are you ready to hear them? I guess you are. Here we go. For him has For him has a praise report, says, I bless you, Lord, for saving my soul, for your protection, for your provision of all my needs. Your lasting friendship, see, for him has a relationship, your mercy and your love. I'm eternally grateful, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise you, Lord. What a wonderful praise report. MMM has a testimony. I made it home safely in the middle of my travel. I drove through a patch of ice at full speed, veered into the opposite lane and direction, ran off the road through a cattle fence, was praying, felt fear, was arrested, although I was not sure the impact was hitting anything other than the fence. Instantly stopped the vehicle, faced toward the highway. As I gave thanks, God sent a man named Jesse to help me out through a non-electric gate, was back on the road, vehicle still running. God kept my nerves in peace. I bound up everything I knew before travel, and the Lord protected me, and he spared my life. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you for that. That's an awesome praise report. Praise you. Protected us. Michael C. has a praise report. I sit almost every day, and sometimes I pray for people I see walking down the street. I started to pray for this man I'd see walking in the street with a cane, and he was an older man, and he walked very slowly with his cane, and I could see he was in pain. I never spoke to this man, or I don't know him in any way. I prayed for this man a few times. He would be pain-free and not walk with the cane anymore. I was sitting outside this morning. I see the man walking down the street. He waves at me, and he's just walking fine without a cane, the Lord says to me. Well, would you look at that? Praise you, Lord. We just praise you for that. That is awesome. Praise you, Lord. All the hair on my head stood up, and I started to weep a little bit. My eyes were filled because I had this knowing that he heard me and he touched the man walking good without a cane. See, Michael C. had some of that. He was fully persuaded. He had faith. Praise you for that, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for that testimony. Praise you, Lord Jesus. You're worthy of all of our praise. Amori has a praise report. I thank you for saving me, for allowing me not to be in this world and partake in it in its secular music anymore. Thank you for helping me bind the Christmas music at my job. No more jingle bells. Yes, that's the key. When you go shopping, Saints, bind that Christmas music, and you can walk in and out without that junk falling you home, without those earworms just keep playing it over and over again. Praise you, Lord, for that. We praise you, Lord. NK has a praise report. A few nights ago, I posted a request before bed asking God to adjust some bones and connective tissue that were trained and stuck in the wrong position. The next morning, there was a noticeable difference. I know that he will help me more in Jesus' name. And I just thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You're growing all of our faith. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. That's the hardest thing to fight when you got something going on in your body and you pray and you just got to believe through the pain sometimes, and the Lord, he just grows your faith and you just move on and things become easier and easier. We just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you, praise you, praise you. KK has a praise report. Praise God for giving me a large new client work and helps me to achieve my year-end goals. And more importantly, praise God for showing me where I had an opening that allows the enemy to come in, and now I can close it down and fortify. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Amori says, after putting a prayer request in about a beeping noise coming from somewhere in or around my house, it shut up. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. NK has another praise report. I posted a prayer for this mysterious uncleanness and stench from AK's bathroom and carpet to be fixed this morning and the rooms to be clean. Fresh smell. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You got rid of that smell. And praise you, Jesus. You allowed me to see the entry of the destroyer that was allowing access to our family. And thank you, Lord. We've closed that door. We praise you for that. We praise you, Lord. And last night, I had put a prayer request in for my ears to be healed and open. This morning, I was able to hear the significance of something very important, which KK had been trying to tell me for years. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. Thanks you, Lord, for KK and his patience and his perseverance. We just praise you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for NK's wonderful testimony. Nisi says, giving glory to God, to the Almighty God of many of my testimonies. I was hooked on drinking. My three young sons were running around the house, and I was about to pass out. I got on my knees and said to the Lord, Lord, my husband was hooked on drugs. Lord, have mercy and take this addiction from me so I can raise them and keep them safe. And tears were streaming from my eyes and my heart, and I fell asleep. And the next day, I went across town. Betty said to me to buy me a drink. I said, okay. I tasted the drink, and it was so nasty to me. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. This is an awesome testimony. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Amori says, after recasting the posted sermon on Friday, God revealed to me that chewing gum in church is a sin. I remember the first few times I come to Miracle Outreach Ministries, I was on the front row chewing gum, and the pastor gave me that look and told me to spit it out. After that, I haven't chewed gum at church. I repent of doing so. Praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. And AK has a praise report. A few days ago, my ability to receive and understand dreams matured. Last night, I had a dream that showed me I was gaining the upper hand in my dreams. I'm overcoming my flesh and dream. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And I was finally able to fulfill the scriptures and return seven times what had been stolen from me from a younger boy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that, Lord. And AK has another praise report. I was finally able to get rid of my last connection to my old self. I happened to be a maker of a toy, and it was a relationship with a demonic toy company. I knew this, but I didn't tell my parents out of fear that the toys would be confiscated. Praise God, they're finally gone. Beware of Lego and COBI. I don't know what that one is, but we praise you, Lord, that you're growing AK up and you took another layer off of him. Praise you for that, Lord. And Dana has a praise report. My mother's homecoming service was lovely, and the peace of God flowed through the place. I thank God for his mercy and grace. Pastor Sabrina, Assistant Pastor Bill, Brother Marshall, and the MIC family for all your prayers. God bless each of you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We know she's dancing in heaven. Praise you, Lord. JC has a praise report. RA is feeling better. Thank you, Jesus, and MIC Saints for interceding on his behalf. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for all these praise reports. YDM has a praise report. I listened to the sermon on Friday night, and Pastor Sabrina prayed for favor to be released. And tonight I was driving home, came to the toll booth, and the toll collector waved me on, saying, the car ahead paid for my toll. Praise you for that, Lord. We praise you for that one. And Amori has another praise report. I give you all the praise. After three attempts at my permit exam, the third attempt I passed, was able to receive my driving permit license. Thank you, Lord, for that. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You're helping us all to pass tests. thank you, Lord. And JC has a praise report. Thank you, saints and the global prayer warriors, for your prayers and intercession for me, for my a much better brother. Father God, I thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your virtue in healing my brother R.A. from his bad COVID symptoms. He even ate a potato yesterday. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing. We praise you, Lord. And Gladys has a praise report. I just finished listening to a sermon by Pastor Sabrina and Pastor Pat on the power of attorney and received a lot of deliverance. I know it's a late entry, but I've been working while listening to many sermons. I also received an answer regarding my request to move or not. I'll be staying another year where I'm currently living. I believe you, Lord. You will cause me to catch many fishes there. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. NK has another praise report. We had a very good interview for AK's first journalism class today, and we were invited back with even more library employees tomorrow. We praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Stacy has a praise report with unexpected consequences. I come into agreement with, let's see, what she said is, Father, I had to come and repent of non-scriptural prayers that I was doing. I was binding my tires to the road and binding my car to the tires. The result, my car would not move, and I actually had to bring it to the dealership to have it repaired. And you tell us in your word that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Praise you, Lord Jesus. You're growing her up on her faith, and she's learning. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And Nina has a praise report. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the individual. Yes.
So she finally learned that binding really does work.
Yes, she's growing. It's awesome. They're all becoming fully.
She kept binding.
They're like
just what she said. You know, the Bible says you have what you say. So she kept binding them. And they were so bound, she couldn't go anywhere.
Uh-huh. Wow.
It worked.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that, that's for sure. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Nina has a praise report. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the individual that purchased my items for me today. So we had another one with grace. Now, had it received a blessing too. Praise you, Lord. See what happens when you pray, Pastor? People get blessed too. Isn't that awesome? Dilo has a praise report for the first time ever in over 20 years that my grandson was able to spend time with his father and other relatives on his father's side. It was the day after Thanksgiving. I give praise to the Most High. The children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. The battle has been won in Jesus' name. We praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Gladys has another praise report. My sister-in-law had a successful surgery to remove cancer in her pancreas. The Lord continue her recovery and bring her heart back to you. And the Lord is just working on her. It is awesome. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing in her. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. AEF has a praise report. Yesterday, posted a prayer for my wife, Nancy, who had surgery, and the surgery went well, and she's recovering. And we just give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that. We praise you, Lord. And JC has a praise report. Thank you, Father, for answering prayers. I'm working from home and will be working on opposite days in person of the loud teacher. Praise God. DJC prayed too, and look what the Lord's done. Praise you, Lord. And another praise report that R.A. is feeling better. Praise. We praise you for that. And Andrew and Grace, they had put a praise report in the chat room, but I grabbed it out of there, and it said, The Lord has miraculously delivered us both from COVID and near death. We are healing, and not only this, but the Lord simultaneously and supernaturally has sought to extract us from our harsh living environment into a large new place. We desire to give him glory and thank the MIC staff for your faithful support, too. We love you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. You're worthy. You're worthy, Lord Jesus, for all of our praise. You are so worthy. Thank you. These are wonderful praise reports. And the saints are growing, and they're abounding, and they're getting deliverance, and they're growing in faith. And they got to be very careful what they pray for. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And now back to you, Pastor Spreece. Just praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you.
Thank you. Those were some absolutely wonderful praise reports. But you know, saints, when I go through the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room and I read the entries, I see names there placing prayer requests, but I don't see a corresponding praise report. And so I'm wondering what's keeping you from posting your praise report. So I'll let you ponder that. Amen? Because I'm still waiting. There's certain persons in particular. I'm waiting to hear your praise report. That's right. I'm waiting to hear. So whenever you decide you're ready to share it, we'll all be ready to hear it. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to our guest call-ins. And this one I don't have a number for, so I'm assuming you're a Skype or something. But you're on the air now in Jesus' name.
Hi. Greetings, dear Pastor Sabrina.
Yes.
This is Caroline. I have a few praise reports and also would like some prayer. One, the last prayer meeting, my phone went dead 3 weeks now. So I was not able to come into the prayer room. That's why you haven't heard my prayer. Miss Rona, that I put a prayer request in, that was in coma. She's out of the hospital mm-hmm. and now in a nursing home. And yesterday she speak for the first time.
Praise the Lord.
As soon as I get my phone sorted out, I shall put it in the prayer room. So I've been listening to you via telephone.
All right.
You from UK, and Caroline? Yes. So I haven't been in for the last 3 weeks. Yes, the enemy thought you'll get one ahead of me, but I'm fortunate for him. The Lord has made me been able to come along and pray with you via the telephone.
So, praise the Lord, all in spirit.
I'm improving and I'm getting stronger with my limbs. And the Lord has revealed some things that has happened to me through the people who are helping me because I don't drive and I was isolated. I haven't got my flat yet to move, but I know I will. Yes, I've been, the last couple of weeks it's been tricky. Each time I try to log on to you, my battery went dead when I was trying to transfer my tithes. So the Lord told me, Holy Spirit told me not to worry for, you know, it usually take a few seconds and then it log you out. And I rang the bank. They said that it was okay and my bank account was okay. So there's been anything missing, which I know. I cover everything with the blood. I plead the blood. And, yes, so I've been experiencing some tough warfare each time I try to listen, even though I bind up and I do my warfare, ask the Lord to deafen them. But, anyway, this last few weeks past, it's like something trying to ride, like my heavy ride in my head. They're sending a witchcraft to my head and something on my shoulder, in my artery, on my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's trying to, you know, when I wake up, I do my prayers, and I do it with you, and I do recast and do the prayers. So I'm never ever doing it alone. So they might mm-hmm. think I'm alone, so I do it together. But with MIC, in my bed at night, it's like something holding. It's like when I'm there, it's like a bear hug, like something grasps mm-hmm. me and hold me. I know I shake myself loose, and the Lord has, you know, mm-hmm. I do my warfare, and I'm able to move around. But there's a spirit of heaviness. I've prayed and done warfare, and I've give it to the Lord and ask him what's going on. I don't understand, but some of it he said is not from me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like from some people who have shared the gospel with.
Mm-hmm.
I always cover my, like you said, and disconnect myself.
Mm-hmm.
The lady that was in to help me before, she no longer comes. She's been calling and asking, can she come and see me? She even leave a cake outside in the wrapper,
mm-hmm.
just like that, not in a bag. I said, leave it outside for me. I haven't replied to her. I said, Lord, keep her away. So I haven't, but...
Shanda de brike de diosun de rigise de rabra, le dioso, yete rigite de manasha de robre, le diosuta rukusha, and de rabroca de shite de monusa. Father, in the name of Jesus, hey, every planting that woman left, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we return it for where it came from in the name of Jesus. Every planting, everything she left, everything she touched, erga harisi de rabre. All those spirits she left behind. We, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over them in the name of Jesus. We bind every poltergeist in the name of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus over every single thing that she touched or came in contact with, even her breath, in Jesus' name. That spirit that's been grabbing our sister and holding her so that she can't move, the fire of God consumes you now in Jesus' name. The fire of God consumes with the sword of the spirit, we cut our sister free. We circumcise her from that woman, from everyone that she's attached to, from all of her demons, from all of the demons attached to all of the people that are attached to her. We circumcise her from, okay, yes, hallelujah. And we send them back wherever they came from. All those devils, you must go back now, every single one. You've got to go back right now. Come up and out, all of you, every single one. Go back. Go back where you came from. You have no business there. You have no business there. Reke, we bind that cake in the name of Jesus Christ. Go back in the name of Jesus. The cake goes back in the name of Jesus. Anything she left, we ask you to uncover it to our sister so it can be destroyed in Jesus' name. And it goes back where it came from in the name of Jesus. According to the covenant in the name of Jesus. Sister, I'm persuaded that you need to go through the household cleansing thing again. Brother Bill, if you post that right quick. Because I
have my phone, not yet. This is my landline. I'm listening to you on.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well,
so as soon as
chance,
I have my phone, I'll go to.
When you get a chance, you can listen to it. But I think you've listened to it before, and you basically know what it says. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what she left there, because she left some things there. So she would have a point of contact.
I find it.
Uh-huh. You need to find it and destroy it.
Yeah, my arms, my hands are still, both arms is still a little weak, but it's getting stronger. I'm not able to use it properly. It was crippled up, but it's been released and I'm healing. So I have to have some help. So another sister who is a Christian, she's been coming in, and she lives in a different area, which is a little distance, but the Lord has let it, put it on her to come and help. So she normally come on a Wednesday. She buy my grocery for me because I'm not able to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not able to go out. I haven't been out for about a year now. I mean, I've walked at the bar, but not in town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the Lord is healing and restoring me, but yes, I've not. He told me not to go by myself in this area.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but
yeah,
that's
so,
not what I'm talking about.
I've been looking up
what
God
I'm saying
to move
is,
near
what I'm saying is, I need you to listen. What I'm saying is that other woman, she left something in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And you need the Holy Spirit to open your eyes so that you can see it, so you can get rid of it.
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, wipe her eyes clean so she can see. Wipe her eyes clean so she can see. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. And there's some stuff in my ears. It's like, I don't know, it's like something in my ears which has never been there before. I didn't take the house, you know, my friend threw it in the bin. All right.
The blood of Jesus through the ear canals. The blood of Jesus through the ear canals right now in the name of Jesus. We release the power in the name of Jesus right through the ear canal. Not just hers, but everybody else's.
Woo.
Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as the body of Christ, we come together before your throne on behalf of our sister. And we ask, Lord, that you give her grace and favor where she needs it most. We thank you, Lord. Whatever that was on her neck, her shoulders and her head, that heaviness, we take authority, dominion, and power over it in the name of Jesus Christ. We break every yoke and destroy it that is not of Jesus Christ. Every yoke that is not of Jesus Christ, we destroy it right now in Jesus' name. Risa da da bruka site de rukusha. Yarugosa. Hallelujah. Da da bruka da rukusha. Ruka da da bruka. We break your grip and hold right now in the name of Jesus. Risa la de diosa bababakusha. Risa na na nioso do robrike de diosu do robrike de salamari. Kisa da da brosa da da brikia. Thank you, Lord, for helping our sister. Risa de diosu do robrike de salamari. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Father, for taking these deliverances to completion in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath and release your prayer language.
Oh, kundari si kiri baba 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 si teri si andala baba muda si teri si kiri baru ya baba 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 ya sandari si kiri baru ya suro bore si teri kanda si kiri muda baba baba ya sara baba baba ya re si kiri baru sundari si kiri muda kendari muda baba 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 ya sandari si kiri baba 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 sundoru si kiri ya baba baba muda sara Ishikiri re sere kere borasa da 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 bu da bu 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 bu. Risi risi kiri borasa da ba 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 ba. Full praise you, Abba Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
God bless you. We love you.
I love you too, Pastor. Thank you. I'm still on the battlefront. We're listening on the phone until my phone is
All right.
It's still the same number, but I will email you as soon as possible.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you for the
You're welcome. We just want to thank the Lord. Amen, saints. We want to thank the Lord. So tonight we're going to intercede, and we're going to talk to the Lord about some things. Brother Marshall is coming. So we're requesting adjudications, corrections, and punishments from the righteous judge. The state of Nevada on Thursday became the first U.S. state to impose a surcharge on workers who have not gotten a COVID-19 vaccine, though the penalty doesn't take effect until the middle of next year. All but two members of the state's Public Employees Benefit Program Board voted during a meeting to approve a surcharge of $55 a month on unvaccinated workers. The approved proposal also stipulates a surcharge of $175 a month for workers' spouses, partners, and dependents 18 and older. That, they say, can be adjusted down the road. The surcharges will go into effect July 1 next year. They'll help offset the cost of COVID-19 testing. Excuse me. Laura Rich, an executive officer of the board, said, testing costs through September were estimated at $3.3 million. The board did not analyze the cost of COVID-19 hospitalizations for the proposal because that would have made the surcharge for spouses and dependents significantly higher. State rules bar making the surcharge on workers any higher. Nevada's Department of Labor last month released guidance saying the surcharges were legal. Can you imagine this? And Rich compared them to surcharges on smokers imposed by plans in the past. So they're going to charge the people for not having. You know this is hard. All right, we're requesting adjudications, corrections, and punishments from the righteous judge with continued intercession for the legal team of Jay Sekulow and others, and requesting judgments for every member of the Supreme Court and all who present before them concerning the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, binding every spirit of compromise and pride. Oh, by the way, thank you, Holy Spirit, wherein the judges are concerned about how overturning Roe versus Wade will make the court appear to be a partisan court, binding the spirit of temptation to sin in Jesus' name. All nonsense is sin. Now, earlier today and earlier this week, I've posted in the MIC radio chat FYI, you know, for your information. There is one particular justice that figures that abortions for women are a natural part of a woman's life. Yes, we actually have a Supreme Court justice who thinks that way. So you need to go into the MIC radio chat and read those FYIs and those other things that I have posted, because they are very significant and important. Amen. We're also requesting from the Lord proper food and shelter for the homeless in Jesus' name, presenting the cause of the poor and homeless before the throne of Almighty God. As the drug barons, otherwise known as Big Pharma, rakes in billions from the so-called vaccines, we're requesting the wrath of God to come upon all who oppress the needy, homeless, and orphan. We are requesting adjudications with punishments from the righteous judge concerning a UK minister who insisted that transparency laws are to malign legislation, claiming that they change the nature of official communications as the government attempts to shield its new research agency from public requests. See, they don't want you to know anything. Speaking in the House of Lords last week, Lord Martin Callanan, a minister at the Department of Business, Energy, and Industrial Strategy, said that he supported the idea of changing the public, the public for requesting government information. He wants your money if you want a question answered, as he lashed out at transparency laws. So he surely shouldn't come to Florida because we believe in the sunshine law. Amen. I failed to see, he said, how the processology of government benefits at all from FOI disclosures will just modify their behavior and communication to take account of the fact that private conversations may be released in the future. The minister claimed that such laws were malign and that they do not achieve anything. Well, who is he to determine that? He was speaking in support of the government decision that transparency laws should not apply to new scientific defense research agency operated by Whitehall. Well, so that means they're trying to slip something in. You know, they're always doing that. And they don't want you to know about it, so somebody has to be, well, like him, I suppose. We're also requesting adjudications with severe punishments from the righteous judge. Meta, which is the new name for Facebook Incorporated, has developed a platform that asks people to submit their intimate photos and videos in order to prevent them from being used as revenge porn or on Facebook or Instagram. The tool is for adults over 18 years old who think that an intimate image of them may be shared or has already been shared without their consent. Meta said in a blog post on Thursday, the new platform, which Meta developed together with the UK Revenge Porn Helpline and other 50 other NGOs, aims to prevent the publication of revenge porn rather than just removing the delicate files after they've already appeared online. Concerned users are being asked to submit photos. Listen now. Concerned users are being asked to submit photos or videos of themselves naked or having sex to a hashtag database through the StopNCI12.org. Stop Non-Consensual Intimate Images website. Isn't that deep? Well, the righteous judge will deal with this. Brother Marshall.
Thank you, Lord. You're way above all this nonsense. Why do the heathen rage and people
sin.
Imagine a vain thing?
Sin.
That's
all this sin.
Yeah, it's sin. And the Lord's laughing, I think, at the absurdity of it. And we thank you, Lord, for your amazing, extraordinary grace that you love every human being. Even though we know all of us have messed up in the past, Lord, you give us that opportunity. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to repent, and not only repent, but say, I don't want to take my hand out of the cookie jar. Mommy told me not to have a cookie before dinner, but I'm not going to do it again. I'm going to wait and ask to do what the Lord wants me to do. Not that having cookies are necessarily evil, but doing what being disobedient is definitely evil. So, Father, we ask you to deliver us from all these things. Sabrina's already gone through the list, and we know you answer even before we've asked, Father. And we thank you for your amazing grace. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And whosoever's, and for Christ's sake, for the Lord's sake, because you sent your Son, for all human beings, even those that have wandered way off. And I had wandered way off. And some of us have gotten close and started to wander away, like Sabrina mentioned, you know, backsliders. And I've been there, done that. So, Father, we ask you to help all of us and all these people. First of all, we pray for those in authority that can change, Father, because I don't know their hearts. I don't even know my own heart fully. I ask you to send the Holy Spirit to bring conviction. Draw them to the Lord Jesus. Save their souls, because we know that's what you want. You said, God, our Savior, love all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. You told us to pray for all those in authority. In every nation, every area, including heads of household, Father God, in Jesus' name, everyone, of those that can be changed, those at heads of different corporations, Father God, even those heads of corporations who apparently have bowed their knees to the wrong god, the god of whether it's Mammon or whether it's Baphomet or whatever god it is, Father God. We ask you to deliver those that can be delivered, Father, in Jesus' name. The pastor I was associated with for 7 years in a church many years ago now, he's going home to be with the Lord, I believe, by the grace of God. He used to be a Mason, Father, but then he became a Christian, and he went through some deliverance, and he did change, and he did have some discernment, and I thank you, Lord. We're all learning. We all need to change. I need to change. Help us all to change the way you want, Father God, and those people in authority to change, including those in Nevada and every area, Father God, and all those in every authority, Father, every jurisdiction, not just in this nation, all the nations, Father, in England and every nation, Father God, to change the way you want. Those in Germany, those in France, those trying to ram through these lockdowns and all this ungodly, tyrannical control, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for saying the Holy Ghost to bring conviction because that's what he does, and he really does a good job. And you said, Father God, but if they don't change, Father God, then they have forgotten about having a reverence for the true and living God, because we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, every single human being. Those that are unbelievers before they go into the lake of fire for all eternity, and those after they've left the earthly bodies, so I don't think anybody can repent after that, unless they're raised again from the dead, which is another possibility, because you can do exceeding abundantly more than we can ask or imagine. As it says in Psalm 55:19, God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. And it says in your word, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Father, we ask you to grant many, including the family members of every believer, those within the sound of my voice, whatever gifts they need, Father God, if they need the gifts of repentance, grant them the gifts of repentance to acknowledge the truth that they'll recover themselves from the snare of the devil. And we do ask for your divine intervention, adjudication, Father God, in all this business, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for your amazing and extraordinary grace. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe, in Jesus' name. And it is written, in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4, 5, and 6, But God, who is rich in mercy, that's why he sent Jesus to bleed and die for each of us. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. He loved Saul of Tarsus too, even when he was calling Christians to do terrible things before he became Paul. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. The divine influence upon the heart and its reflection in life. That's what grace is, the divine influence upon the heart. We thank you for shedding your blood, Lord. Thank you for drawing us with your loving kindness. Even when we were dead in sins, that quickened us together with Christ, by grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Our witness is in heaven. You're our witness, and your blood is sprinkling, is speaking on our behalf. And we thank you for witnessing and speaking on our behalf, Lord Jesus. We thank you for being our high priest after the order of Melchizedek. And we thank you, Father, that your arm is not too short to save all of us and all of our family members, all the family members and all the children, all those in harm's way, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we ask for your divine intervention and adjudication, Father God, in every one of these situations, Father God, including this nonsense of this whole propaganda, because that's what it is, and spirits of ungodly fear, because that's what they are, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. We can reckon ourselves dead with Christ, dead to taking anxious thought for tomorrow, dead to trying to have it all figured out. If I have not been doing a particularly good job of that in the last many, many, many decades. And we thank you, Father God, you haven't given up on any of us yet. And we're all being changed from glory to glory as we behold your glory with open face. We thank you that you're changing all of us. And you changed Saul of Tarsus. What did he see? That light brighter than the noonday sun on the way to Damascus. We ask you, Father God, for your divine intervention. We know your mercies are new every day. We know you're pouring forth of your spirit. We know these are the last days. You said, in the last days I pour forth of my spirit. We ask you to not only send your beating angels to bind every demon, which we ask you to do, Father, in agreement, according to Matthew 18:19, in Jesus' name, every demon of ungodly control, every demon of mammon, every demon of pride and rebellion, We ask you, Father, to send your obedient warring angels more with us than with them warring, linking angels round about all your saints. Thank you, Father, for keeping us by the power of your name. And we thank you for sending the Holy Ghost to bring conviction. We ask you, Father God, to anoint your saints afresh with the Holy Ghost and holy power to share your word with Holy Ghost boldness to those you want, the way you want, when you want, Father God, in Jesus' name. I pray for that Muslim lady I spoke to just yesterday. I ask you to draw her and her family to the Lord Jesus. I ask you, Father God, to draw many, many to the Lord Jesus, Father. Many, many people that think they're righteous because they're doing their righteous works, Father God. They're trying to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. Oh, I've done all these religious things. I've counted my rosary beads. I've done all these things. Father, we ask you to deliver everyone from every spirit of idolatry, every spirit of worship of so-called false science, Father God, in Jesus' name, and all the propaganda in Jesus' name, including not just those in Nevada and those in the United Kingdom, in every area, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask for your, as Sabrina's already spoken to, Father God, we request your adjudication, correction, and punishments from the righteous judge concerning the intercessions for the legal team, including Jay Sekulow and others, requesting judgments for every member of the Supreme Court and all who present before the situation concerning Dobbs versus Jackson's Women's Health Organization. We bind every spirit of ungodly compromise, pride, Leviathan, you're bound, wherein the judges are concerned about how overturning Roe versus Wade, they're looking at it not in a, just a legal issue, but as a what? A fear of man issue. We bind that spirit of man, the spirit of being a respecter of persons. We bind that spirit of not being the, quote about that, justice is supposed to be no respecter of persons, supposed to have a blindfold on the judge. Because we bind that spirit of looking to others, oh, what's in it for me? We bind every spirit of propaganda. We bind every spirit of blackmail. Every spirit of well, if you vote that way, your family's going to be bumped off. If you vote that way, so much for your yacht. It's going to, oh, so much for your vacation home. It's going to be blown up tomorrow. If the town you're standing in, it's going to be gone too. We bind every spirit of ungodly fear. We bind every ungodly spirit of blackmail and all the demonic spirits, every demonic spirit trying to manifest in Jesus' name. And we cast our summit to all those who have interceded for in Jesus' name. Father, we ask for your mercy and your grace for all the homeless people, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we know your mercies are new each and every day, Father God, in Jesus' name. While the drug companies, particularly the three or four of the big ones, in not just this country, other nations, are raking in, what is it, like $100 million a day? For people taking a vaccine that's never helped one single person. But the VAERS report says it's killed well over 18,000 people. That's the less than 1% that's actually been reported. And well over 800,000 people with long-term disabilities, some people paralyzed, some people with tremors that don't stop, some people with strokes and other. Father God, we ask for your divine intervention, adjudication, Father God, in every area against Big Pharma, but particularly at your mercy. For all those that have been booted out of their homes, those that have had the demons attack them in different ways, people that have their house burned down, people that have been attacked by different things, all the fires in different places, particularly out west, Father God. And we know that, your mercies are new every day. You said in your word, Father God, in Psalm 136, 25, God, who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. We thank you that your mercy, it says in Psalm 136 over and over again, your mercy endureth forever. We know the law came by Moses. We do pray for all the Jewish people that can be saved, Father God. They're not just saved by having their boys circumcised when they're 8 days old. We thank you for the new beginnings. We thank you for the blood of the covenant. We thank you that was a foreshadow and a type of what Jesus did when he hung on the cross for us, Father God. What we thank you for the real faith, the faith that God Almighty came in the flesh and poured out his blood, his soul, for Jew and Gentile and everyone alike, Father God. But your mercies are new every day. Your mercies, yes, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. We ask for your grace and truth. Remove the veil, Father God. Remove the veil from the eyes and the hearts of the Jewish people and all the people. Father God, we know many people in Israel, and we do pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Father. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Jesus said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if you knew the time of visitation, oh, if they only knew, Father God, give them eyes to see, ears to hear, a new and understanding hearts, and not just the Jewish people, but all those people who have been homeless, Father God, help them to see the one who is the provider. You provide all of our needs according to your riches and glory when we give our hearts to you, Lord, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We thank you, Father God, that you provide all. You give us the kingdom, it says in Luke chapter 12. Fear not, little flock. It's your Father's to give you the. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Somewhere around verse 32, I think, in Luke 12. So, Father, we ask you to pour forth of your Spirit and speak. Send your angels to read the Word of God over the homeless, wherever they are. Provide shelter. Provide food. Provide raiment. Having food and raiment, let us be there with content. We thank you that you do provide. And who did you provide? You provide Jesus, the living bread from heaven. And he said, I'm as water poured forth in Psalm 22:14. We think of the rock that followed the manna. What was that rock? The rock was Moses hit it once the first time. Jesus was pierced. He was killed once, but not the second time. Not like the Roman Catholics like to say they're killing him every time they do it, Saturday night, Sunday, whenever they get around to it. Father, help them to see Catholics and Jews and Muslims and everyone to see the truth. All the homeless people, Father God, that have bowed the knees to false gods, Father, and Jesus, including those that have taken the so-called vax, which isn't the vax anyway. Have mercy on the family members of everybody. Have mercy, Father God. Grant them the gifts that they need. Give them eyes to see, ears to hear, new and understanding hearts, including all those in all these situations, Father God, in Jesus' name. And from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we command to be known for the flow of power communication from the demons to second heavens, the bush and the deep, to all those within the seat of war, willing to see the floor, including all those not just in the United States, those in the United Kingdom, those in every nation, Father God, not just those in Austria, those in Australia, those in France, those in Germany, those in all these different areas that are trying to lock everybody down, trying to control people, trying to control them just like they're... think they're God, like maybe some well-paid bureaucrat who has a doctor in front of his name, whose initials are AF, and if not Almighty Flagrant One or something. Father, we ask you to grant them, if they can receive it, the gifts of repentance. If not, Lord, we ask you to remove them from the office. We bind every ungodly spirit from every access to each one. Satan, you're bound. Every one of your underlings are bound in Jesus' name, even according to the true and living word of the Most High God in Jesus' name. Because Jesus says in Matthew 16:19, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Confirmed in Matthew 18:18. And we're all in agreement in Matthew 18:19. Because of the blood of covenant, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. You're in the midst of us, Lord. Just like it talks about in the beginning of the book of Revelation. And we thank you that right there in the midst of those candlesticks, you're right there in the midst of us. And we thank you for never leaving us, never forsaking us. Together with God, nothing shall be impossible. So it's not me, it's not Sabrina, it's not Bill, it's not any one person. No, no, no. It's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has all power in heaven and earth. Satan, you're bound because of the blood of the covenant, and all your undoings are perpetually bound, including every perverse spirit of stealing, killing, and destroying. Every spirit sent on assignment to steal, kill, and destroy. Every spirit of fascism, every spirit of communism, every ungodly spirit of stealing, killing, and destroying. Not just coming against the people of the United States of America, not just coming against the people in England or the United Kingdom, not just coming against the people in France and in Austria and in Australia and in Germany. We bind every ungodly spirit of perversion, and beyond every unclean spirit, every spirit of mammon, every spirit of every spirit of Leviathan, heads and tails cut off, descaled, kundalini, every spirit of idolatry, bound the knee to false god, the god of self, and the god of greed, and the god of pride and rebellion and idolatry. We bind every vestige of idolatry. We bind you, the mind blinder, Satan. We bind you, the strong man. We bind every the eye-blocking spirit. We bind every one of those spirits of dumb and deaf, and we cancel every dumb and deaf spirit is bound in Jesus' name. We cancel their assignments, and every spirit of presumption is bound in Jesus' name. You, Satan, are perpetually, continually bound in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're all in agreement because of the blood of covenant in Jesus' name. For it's not by human might or human power. It's by your Spirit, Lord. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever in Jesus' name. And even as it is confirmed, and that's Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, and Revelation 5, starting at verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. No, not just the United States. Not just Australia and Austria. Not just United Kingdom. Every nation. Yes, Ethiopia. Every nation. Yes, Israel. Every nation. Out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation hath made us unto our God kings and priests. And we shall reign on the earth. Not in our power. Not by human might. Not by human power. It's by your Spirit. Thank you for not leaving us as orphans, Father. Thank you for giving us the Spirit of adoption, Father, in Jesus' name. And Jesus can't lie. The Word of God is forever settled in heaven. And it is written in Revelation 12, beginning of verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. The accuser of our brethren is cast down. We bind every accusing spirit in Jesus' name. The accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives unto the death because we love Jesus, because he really is our life. We reckon ourselves dead. That's what happens at water baptism. We go into the watery grave, as Pat used to talk about. We go into the watery grave. Who was that? Jonah came up out of the watery grave, and he went to Nineveh. Those people were very proud. They didn't know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at all. And what did they do? Oh, they all prayed and fasted. Even the little ones, even the animals, nothing to eat or drink. So, well, we're going to be killed anyway. We'd have nothing to lose. True. Very, very true. And what happened with Esther, a nice little Jewish girl, got married to a heathen king? What did she do? She prayed and fasted. Nothing to eat or drink for 3 days. With her uncle Mordecai and all the people with them in Shushan, in that area, Father, you heard their prayers. And the saints all over your earth have been praying and fasting because you said, if my people are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Maybe humble themselves with fasting like you told us to. Humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and your eyes are red with wine, and turn from their wicked ways. Yes, to really turn from them. Help me, Lord, to continue to turn away from every ungodly distraction and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. We thank you for hearing from heaven, Father, for your mercy's sake. Thank you, Jesus, for that. You are the Holy One and the Just. And it's your blood is sprinkling that's speaking better things than that of Abel. We think of interceding for each and every one of us, including those in England, that are under these tyrants, those in the United States, and those in other countries that are under tyrants trying to do terrible things, trying to make people feel bad if they're trying to question those in authority, like the one that Sabrina read about, Lord Martin Callahan. Father, if you can save his soul, Father God. If not, replace him, Father God, because Jesus is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Even as it is written, they that are with you, Lord Jesus, are called and chosen and faithful. You did not come to call the righteous or the self-righteous. You came to call sinners, because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Help us all, including this fellow, if he can be changed, Father God, Martin Callahan, and all of us to be changed. To be changed, including those in this country, Father God. And pray, Father God, for the outpouring of your Spirit afresh, Father God, in Jesus' name, because we know we can't do it. Just like Pat Holiday, when she had to stand up before that guy who was a high-level wizard or whatever at some church meeting. And he said, I want to see how much power you have. And Pat said, oh, I don't have any power. Yeah, he liked that. He said, but I know one who does. At the name of Jesus, I command every spirit in you to bow the knee to the name of the Lord Jesus. Command Lord Martin Callahan to bow the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is the King of kings and Lord of lords, and all those who profess to be in authority, including AF, and all those who think they're little gods, to bow the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, not just those in the deep state group, not just the Lord knows who they all are, not just the obvious ones. The Lord knows each and every one of them that are behind this propaganda, behind the news media, behind what was called Facebook, now called Meta, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we bind every spirit of perversion, every spirit of trying to focus on perverse things instead of the truth, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father God, for your divine intervention, adjudication in all these situations, Father God. We ask you, Father God, that Instagram and all these things, Facebook, whatever is now called Meta, will be changed the way you want very quickly, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for raising up many other platforms. We ask you to keep them available to the people. We ask you to draw many people away from the perverse platforms, to help many people, Father God, to shut off the demonic news information, which is not really news. It's just propaganda. It's just the devil jumping up and down and saying, oh, look at me, oh, look at me, look at me. Aren't I scary? No, you're not. Satan. Because those that looked in, was it in Isaiah 14? Is this the man that made the nations to tremble? Looked at like a little worm? Is this the man, the abominable branch? Oh, Satan, you're already judged. You're already judged. In Jesus' name. And Jesus talks about that in Isaiah 14. Look at your name, Father. Look at your glorious, holy name. Thank you for protecting all of your saints. Even if
how you loved me so much,
and it says in John 12:28, Father, glorify my name. Then there came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified and glorified you.
Thank you.